Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Session 52, a hadith of the fitna of the end of time. Today, I was contemplating and thinking, and I want to share my thought with you. Until now, I did not share with you the major 10 or 11 signs. You can find them in internet. They saw among us. And when they happened, no more tawbah. And no more return. This is why we, until now, yes, we are in a fitan, but we still have a chance. We have a big, big chance. We're lucky if we take this opportunity. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of the door of tawbah closed by the soul coming out of the throat. It's too late. Or when the sun will rise from the west. Too late. Which meaning the scholar said, meaning the countdown of the major 10 sign before Yawm al-Qiyamah. I want to share in my heart, or what I have in my heart with you. We see death, illness, a hadith, every day. I'm actually reflecting in me. What I'm going to share with you today is just me. And hopefully, inshallah, can benefit you. I look around. Is me ready? I look around and I talk to Allah. I thank Allah for any goodness because I don't deserve it. Like one elder man in the old days, he used to say, beautiful quote. He said, if you see people love you, value you, and look at you with goodness, you have to know this is from Allah tawfiq to you to show people the good side of you. Thank Allah. He allowed the people to see the good side of you. And don't allow the people to see the ugly part of the sin part of you. And he give you sutra. Thank Allah. And humble yourself. And don't be arrogant. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover your sins and your mistakes. I'm counting how many days left in my life, how many months left, when the time will come. It will come easy or will come difficult. Do I pass or no? And I beg Allah, make it easy for me, Allah. Give me an easy departure. And oh Allah, please, don't make me lose my iman. When I see this elder lady, the one I send you the photo, what it do to me? The whole dunya and call the pleasure of dunya is diminished. and something happened to me. I was making just a scanning to the history, and I saw the greatest men in life, messenger and prophets, companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, male and female. What they leave? Throne? No. Crown? No. Jewelry? No. Houses? No. Fancy clothing? No. What they left? A legacy. Legacy of their iman, their manner, their character, their struggle for Allah, their achievement, personal, family, society, to mankind. And I said, Allah, please, Ya Allah, from billion and billion and billion of mankind, how many people enter history and been chosen by Allah? Oh, how many people in the grave? Nobody care about them. They came and they gone. Nobody remember them. Nobody go visit them in the grave. Nobody even remember them in dua. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. In another hand, how many oppressor, how many king, how many tyrant, how many rich, how many quote unquote Miss Beauty or Miss whatever. It will benefit them now in the grave? Is anybody remember them? Is anybody make dua for them? Are they famous in earth? Famous of what? My dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm going to die. You're going to die. Everyone will die. We're leaving. We're leaving. And we will be leaving either nothing or we're leaving a legacy. Don't be cheap. Aim high. Make dua. Be a part of every goodness. If you cannot do nothing, just with your dua, with your heart. And always say, Allah, make me a part of everyone. Try to do good to Islam and Muslim, Ya Allah. Make me a partner, Ya Allah, with everyone. Try to do good. For sabilillah. Make me famous in your kingdom, Ya Allah. Make me among the special one, will be remembered, and people will make dua for me. Ya Allah, make me among those who love you, and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and love the mu'mineen, and love Islam, and love your names, and elevate your names and spread the message, Ya Allah. Why I share with you my thought and why I'm going slowly before I big boot or I share with you the major 10, 11 signs. Because once I talk about the major signs, I talk about it or I don't talk about it. I share it with you or no. If our heart is not ready, if we're not going to be chosen by Allah, it will be too late, my brother and sister in Islam. Too late. Gone. Our chance of this life is gone. Our chance is gone. This life is a chance to compete. But to compete in what? In the relationship with Allah. To compete loving Allah. To compete thanking Allah. To compete worshipping Allah. To compete and spread the message of Allah. I was scanning my life. And I'm not shocked, and I'm shocked. Allah shocked me with His generosity and kindness. Close open, close open. And every time He closed, He opened much greater. And the ultimate opening to be for Him. I'm not talking about close and open of dunya. No, dunya is nothing. If Allah closed dunya, He love you. If He opened dunya for you, He trial you. Closing dunya, only you be patient. But if He give you, the majority of people fail. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. The sign will be rapidly. And the reason, again, I'm sharing this with you, or look at your thought. Thought, feeling, love, desire. What do you want? What do you want to achieve? What are you thinking about? What you be busy with? Who you are? How famous you are in this earth and in the kingdom of Allah? Where's your love? What is the only thing is overwhelming you and make you busy? And it is something with dunya or something with akhirah. If you study during this time, the ahadith about it is the rise up of the law of the law. The rise up of the law of the law. The scum of the scum. People today, what they do? They look to a singer, a dancer, a naked woman, a player, a rich man, or a rich woman, or famous people in whatever it is, car driver, car racer. Look, وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. The worst of the worst will be the top. The top, the scum. During this time, little by little, which is happening already, big time, the one who tried to spread goodness will be minimum, and the one who tried to spread mischief is a lot. We do it even and without knowing, by spreading mischief and nonsense over Facebook and Instagram and all this. We in it, my brother and sister in Islam. We in it. I'm just sharing some thought because I'm trying to prepare you for all the major sign which I'm telling you, if we're not ready and our heart is solid, it will be too late. Because these 10 signs, when they arise, it will be very fast. And the fitan will be humongous. And no U-turn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fitan and hold our heart with iman and fill our heart with the love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, love of each other, love to spread the message until we meet him and he's pleased with us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.